Spring-like weather prevails across parts of the country, but not in the Mile High City. Denver and surrounding areas dealing with a major snowstorm. And gorilla hail is what they're calling the huge chunks of ice that fell from the sky across to Missouri and Kansas. On Wall Street, the Dow down 68 points. More details, srnnews.com.
The new FedNow system is paving the way for the digital dollar. It grants the government unprecedented access to your financial transactions. This isn't just an invasion of privacy. It's a direct assault on your liberty and hard-earned money. It's another reason why I recommend physical gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst and a podcaster with nearly 25 million downloads to people just like you who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Big Brother while also preserving your retirement savings through almost anything, including economic crashes, political instability, and even hyperinflation. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. Remember, there's no strings attached. Text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you're blessed with continued prosperity.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. One more nice, dry day today before the storm system approaches that'll bring rain back into our forecast. Today, though, some high cloudiness, but a good bit of sunshine and warm for March with a high temperature up near 80. We're dry through the evening hours tonight, but the risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms begin in the overnight hours. Then rain and storms become more likely on Friday and Friday night. The front will stall, and that'll keep the risk of showers and maybe a couple of thunderstorms in the forecast Saturday with a better chance on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
1819 News.
The Alabama Secretary of State, Wes Allen, spoke this week at a Senate Committee on Rules and Administration. Allen was there to discuss election integrity efforts within this state. And in a questioning series from U.S. Senator Katie Britt, Allen made disturbing revelations on how there are no real mechanisms in place to ensure that illegal aliens are not going to vote in the 2024 election based on the Biden administration's efforts at a federal level to make citizenship verification impossible to achieve.
We don't have really anything that at our disposal to verify citizenship. Really, when a man or woman goes in to register to vote and they sign their name, they are attesting that they are telling the truth, that they are a citizen of the country. Just recently, back in December, we asked the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services for a list of non-citizens so we could cross-check our voter file in Alabama. We were denied that list from the federal government. They told us to use the SAVE program, which is the Systematic Alien Verification Entitlement Program Database. But the thing is, the SAVE program database does not allow states to verify citizenship through that database.
I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Grassroots Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
A new state law is going to go into effect in Alabama this coming summer. The law requires drivers to not be holding onto a cell phone with their hands while they're driving. Bluetooth technology is the way in which a phone call should be made. The Alabama Department of Transportation will be issuing a series of public service announcements through various platforms to remind Alabamians of this law. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Montgomery's favorite Italian restaurant is looking for a few great people. If you like to work in a fast-paced, fun environment, this may be for you. Zaza is hiring all positions, front of the house and back of the house. You can expect competitive pay and to be treated like family. Apply online at ZazaSeriousItalian.com or in person at 130 Commerce Street, Tuesday through Friday between 3 and 5. Zaza Serious Italian in the alley downtown.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
This is Jacob with Best Pro Services. We are locally owned and operated, and we are proud to be a top 15 small business in the state of Alabama. We specialize in pest, mosquito, and termite control, and we would love to earn your business. Give us a call for a free inspection and estimate. 265-9990, 265-9990. Or you can visit us on the web at ppsriverregion.com or find us on Facebook at Pest Pro Services. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services.
Trustworthy Electric is celebrating 30 years of serving River Region families with prompt, professional, knowledgeable, and courteous service. Call today and see why your neighbors have trusted Trustworthy Electric for over 30 years. For service that's lightning fast, lightning good.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Filtered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Deason.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio, starting off the second half of the show. Is that today? The scheduled guest is today
at 11
o'clock?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right, well, let's get out to some of your phone calls. I know some people have been patient. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Hey, you know, if you don't feel good today, you need counseling. It is just
today's a beautiful day.
It sure is. Now, I know exactly why China is the manufacturing hub of the world. Can I tell you?
Yes, please.
A college graduate in geology can't spell algorithm.
Okay, what's your next one?
Okay, I listened real good.
That was rough.
Yeah, I listened real good, but I hope you can spell algorithm. Of course, I'm a musician, so I've been able to spell rhythm since I was a long time, and I'm Catholic, so we damn sure know about the rhythm method.
Gotcha, but, I gotcha. That was good, now, I got that one.
Doesn't work.
That's deep, I know. Kudos to SpaceX with the successful launch of Starship this morning. That really kicks ass. That's our only hope, getting the moon, and believe me, that's more important. And Scott, I called mainly because of you. Last night was a geological festival on Nova. The first
one, really?
Subterranean volcanoes. A whole hour on them. And this is beyond stunning. Very quickly, let me tell you, these guys were out in a boat in the Pacific, and they look up and go, God, look at that cloud. Mm-hmm. Now, there's no mountain showing.
Okay.
And they stop the boat, and they're taking pictures, and the cloud's getting bigger. And then, all of a sudden, they start hearing explosions that sound like a damn nuclear bomb.
Okay.
And, I mean, a bunch of them. They kept coming. And then he looks on the horizon, and the whole horizon's got a white stripe on it. Here comes the tsunami.
Oh, next, that's not good.
Yeah, next, this is all within just a few minutes, and the video camera's on the whole time. This is the only time this has been filmed. Next, rocks start falling from the sky by the billions. And then he's got the camera sitting down, kind of facing the control panel. All of a sudden, everything goes totally black. Totally black. He said, I can't even see a foot in front of my face. And then as quick as it went black, it goes clear again, and everything on the boat is covered with soot, about an inch layer of ash. All the instruments, everything.
Goodness gracious. Is this the one, this the South Pacific Tonga area?
Sir.
That down? Okay.
That's it, Tonga. It was 2022. It's the first time anybody's ever filmed the whole event that happened. And they turned on the boat. They got as fast as they could to deep water, and they kind of got around the tsunami, which wiped over the island, but only 3 people died. But they said there's up to 900 of these subterranean volcanoes in the Pacific.
Wow, that's amazing, man.
You've got to see it, Scott. And then the other one is about methane coming up out of the permafrost. This one guy had a ski pole. They were up there in the permafrost, and this lady goes, "I'm going to show you something." So he pokes a hole in the snow, mm-hmm. and she lights gets a torch and holds it up, and that damn flame explodes into a plume about 30 feet high and blows the guy back about 10 feet.
Now, where was that? Was that in Siberia or in Canada?
No, Alaska? Where? That is in Alaska.
In Alaska.
Yes. So that stuff, I mean, it surprised the hell out of both of them. I thought maybe a little puff. No, man, this was a damn 30-foot column of flame. And it put itself out, but it scared the crap out of everybody.
That's pretty good, man.
It's good science, buddy. You have a good, beautiful day, guys. I know you can't tell how good it is, but maybe you get out of that damn studio for too long as it gets some sunshine.
You got it, Red Top. Thanks, buddy.
See you, guys.
See ya.
Roll Tide, go Trump.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. That was a heartfelt moment between Scott and Red Top. It was a man crush moment.
That was manly radio.
Do you think
was
they bonded?
We're talking about volcanoes.
Yes, Sky, they did. Yeah.
I do.
Scott was.
Are we done?
Scott had his genuine.
Y'all wouldn't
interest
want to see that?
No.
Submarine volcanoes.
I would, but I just was in TikTok mode and I just had a hard time going to.
I know, but men can go back. We can't do it simultaneously because that would be multitasking. But we can wander down there and make our way back and wander back over to
That was a wonder.
TikTok.
That was a big wonder.
I did not know that someone had filmed an actual submarine volcano making its way through the water, the ocean surface. That's pretty cool. Pretty cool. Y'all not impressed by that at all. How about the methane? The methane is cool.
That was pretty funny, actually.
That has got to be on the best of. Let's go to Randall. Randall's on topic.
Thank you.
Hope you'll be happy. Randall, welcome to the program. Happy Thursday to you.
Hey, as long as he's talking about methane gas and not the gas that he smokes, you know what I mean? Y'all would be happy. On this TikTok stuff, man, it's really about stories. It's about them not getting rid of nothing. Because you can find the same stuff on each app. They ain't nothing they showing you on TikTok. But the thing about it is, they can't control the future of TikTok. They can't control them storing that information. So for them to let me tell you one other thing,
Randall, that I have discovered, and I've discovered it with us working on the show. When I try to tell the Ladies of Liberty about something that I had seen on the reels, it is very difficult to go find it again if you didn't save it or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I have found out, thanks to Big Dave and our Birmingham affiliate, he goes over to the TikToks, searches for it, and sends a note and says, "Is this the one you're talking about?"
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if that's part of the problem the government has, is that it is far more easy for you to go and find what you were trying to show to your friends, go back and look, go back and listen, go back and verify, where the other ones you see it and it's gone and there's almost no way to get back. Facebook's probably the worst. Mm-hmm. But I just wonder if it's kind of what you're saying is that they can't just memory hole something and this goes away never to be seen again. TikTok seems to be able to go back and find it.
Exactly. And I think, and for y'all to think that Facebook, I mean, if you really knew who owned Facebook, you'd cut it off right now. It's life law. It belongs to the government. It don't even belong to Mark.
Was it not a DARPA project? I think Google was a DARPA project, too.
Yeah, we talked about it. So, yeah, life law, if anybody ain't heard about it, you can look it up. It shut down in February at 11 something. Facebook started February the 4th at 12:01 or something like that. Like one shut down, the other one took over because people started finding out that it was owned by the government and they started logging off. And so it wasn't doing them no good no more. So they had to switch up. And because you could find out, somehow they let it leak out. I don't know if it had to be on purpose, that LifeLog was a government program. And I guess it was that people would react. And people started leaving, so they had to reroute. And the reason, another thing, like if you're starting a business, Instagram is where you want to go start your business, because it's one of them places, like, the algorithm, I'm going to show you the difference between TikTok. Instagram, okay. You go right now and you can start promoting, it's going to flood everybody that you know what I mean, you know. But see, cap cut is a thing, and we talked about cap. What does it mean? It means a lie. And cut, movie, cap cut. And when you do cap cut in TikTok, they are predicting what you like, how you want people to perceive you. So TikTok is one leg up above all the rest of them because of cap cut. Because they are mimicking what you're gonna be like, what you really want to be, not what you are. So they like on the inside, if you do your video a certain way in cap cut, they can predict how you really want people to perceive you, and they start algorithming you through that way too. And that's why cap cut. That's why it takes a little longer for TikTok. You want to start your business on Instagram, but you want the TikTok people, but you want that later because. How it works. You Instagram will get you that fast. TikTok will get you to more people, if that makes sense. But Instagram will get you where you want to be faster. And then, I don't want to go off topic, but since Red Top talk about this stuff, man, where was the steam at Red Top when y'all little thing landed up there? The ocean turned into ice cubes around it. And where and why is Devon Island? We never talk about that when we talk about Mars. And we since it's Thursday, we're gonna do that. And while you talk, since y'all such geologists, how come we don't make a field trip to Georgia to the mine? See the white chalk. Y'all see any stores? There's a reason that white chalk is still in all these gas stations. And you're gonna look. The Mayans came from Mexico and came to Georgia. They won't let us in. Georgia is shut down. We can't even. All our tax dollars paid for people to keep you from out of from the Mayans over there, from where they, it's federal land, but we can't even go to it. It's closed off to us. We can't.
The Mayans in Georgia?
Yes, okay. Sir.
Where are they?
Yes,
where were they in Georgia? I mean, that wouldn't surprise me, but.
Yeah, I can't. I get notebooks out, but I want to throw all that stuff out there. Since we were throwing crap. I see what's up. I just wanted to see, you know what I mean? I just put that out there. We need to find out why they won't let us in there, and y'all ask this question, why is that white chalk in all these gas stations? You never see nobody eating it. You know what I mean?
White chalk in gas stations. I don't even go in gas stations anymore.
What are you talking about? Is this like the pickled pig's feet and then white chalk is with it? Or like, what do you mean?
It's in a bag, in a Ziploc bag, and all the gas stations, most all the Indian red dot gas stations, I would say, most all of them have it. The Mayans,
now some white
creek.
Chalk is good creek. For your doc if you got stomach issues.
Yeah,
I understand. But do you ever see anybody buying it?
Oh no, but I don't usually hang out and check.
What's the point of the white chalk? Yeah, what is it?
So what is it really?
It comes from Georgia. It has to do with the Mayans. It has to do with Creek Indians. It's a lot to get into. But we need to stick with TikTok. And the cap cut and the for your page.
Yes, we do.
The FYP, the for your page. If you put that on there, that's the first place you go on TikTok is the FYP page. And if you want to study TikTok, go in there and ask it. How do you conquer the algorithm? Like you're trying to start a page and get paid for it. Search it that way. Don't search it into the way that everybody else is right now with the news going. You want to search it like you're going to start a page on TikTok, and you want to know how to get to the best and most people at the fastest amount of time possible. And you'll see.
You got it.
It'll tell you about the
algorithm. Thanks, Randall.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You got it, buddy. Appreciate it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm gonna take my glasses off.
All right, I'm predicting that y'all want to go back to volcanoes and methane and the permafrost.
How did you guess, Scott? And could we go find the bags?
Look, I'm really stuck on the Mayans in Georgia.
Look, Ben Windham says white dirt is a part of culture and commerce. I don't know where that is, but I did find that photo.
I don't know.
So we're
going
to work
know.
On that
Why
one.
Why would Mayans go to Georgia?
Because that's where all the good peaches were.
Oh, because when I think Mayan, I think peaches. Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
They're not hurtling people understand. Off the top of their temples.
He's saying there's like
human sacrifice.
There's like Mayan reserves
apparently,
in Georgia that we can't.
Let's go look for them.
Look, every time Randall calls, I'm like, Randall.
And then
he's
the
right.
Next day.
And I'm like,
it is a little terrifying. So are we going to.
He just plants those seeds. He's like, he's like Randall Appleseed.
You know what? He's our conspiracy theorist friend that you had 15 or 20 years ago that you were like, I don't think I want to stand next to you, but I kind of want to know what you have to say.
Right.
And then you fast forward and like our friend Kristen Landers wrote a piece about your conspiracy theorist friends were right. And it's awesome. But it's like that. And you go, oh, no, this is real.
Have we ever had the talk about chemtrails?
No, we've never
talked
about
chemtrails.
Because
I've made so much fun of chemtrails, but then the government, it's come out that they're doing like weather seeding.
Yeah, they are.
Like it's real.
And the release of the genetically engineered mosquitoes.
Oh, did you see that one?
Yes.
And did you see what what happened to the number of cases of malaria after they did it?
Yes. I'm just going to suggest to you.
Geniuses.
That y'all should stick with us.
God, we got to take a break. We'll be back.
To anyone who can truly say that he has found a better way.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Come out to Wind Creek Montgomery March 28th through the 30th for three action-packed days of competition, fun, and live entertainment during our second annual Pusa Jeep Fest. Check out the Jeeps and watch them compete for great prizes. Join in on the pizza eating contest. Shop or grab a bite at Food Truck Alley. New this year, take a photo with our 62-foot inflatable Bigfoot, free to the public. See times and details at WindCreekMontgomery.com.
Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC. The Pusa Jeep Fest in Wind Creek is sponsored and affiliated with FCA US LLC.
This is Johnny from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health.
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
Hi, I'm Paul Doe. Me and my wife, Jessica, own the Seafood Bistro over here in Perry Hill in Carmichael. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for going on 3 years now. It has been a great turnout. It's been a pleasure partnering with a local couple like Blue Water. And if you have your own business, I suggest teaming up with a partner like Blue Water Broadcasting. It's a local company that helps local businesses.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We are halfway through. We're halfway through the second half, the only show in the country with three halves. We appreciate you listening, being part of the show. We're going to move on to Boeing. Well, actually, I can't. Brown man knows about white dirt.
Papa B, don't go anywhere because I want to talk about this Boeing whistleblower. Mm-hmm. My girls were born in two of my girls were born in Charleston, and I'm very interested in this story.
Yeah, Charleston is like Boeing 2.0, right?
I mean, it is unbelievable. We have somebody in the family who works for Boeing. And
I hope they're not person in charge of doors, windows,
or tires. That's right. They're not in charge of any of that.
Okay. But Brown Man, which I'm not 100% sure I can say.
You can, because Brown Man says that's Brown Man's name.
Brown Man.
So we've got to talk about white dirt.
Yes, sir. Brown Man, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Good morning. It's glad to hear such an interesting topic.
You got it, buddy.
I can only give you living history. My grandmother, when they were young, during the wintertime, they lot of pork that they had put back in cans. Now, this was back before the Depression, before World War II. And so, come springtime, before the guards got ready to go back to eat vegetable, green leafy stuff, to get the vitamins they needed to remain healthy, they ate white dirt. Because white dirt had some type of minerals in it that was akin to eating green leafy material. And so that's where the white dirt come from. And how they found out, according to my grandmother, was that the Creek Indian showed them to do that.
Really? So yeah, I wonder if the white dirt was the white chalk that goes across the band there that Red Top likes to talk about with the... causing the black belt, etc. Yes, Al?
That wasn't for you. Sorry, that was for Sky.
That was for Sky.
You're waving to me.
Keep
talking, Brown Man. I was distracted by whatever Allison's doing.
I understand. So the early settlers here found out how to survive through the Creek Indian. Now, from what I've read, the Mayans were up in this area, but the Creek Indians whooped their butt and ran them back down to Mexico.
So, and the Creek Indians said, "We are not sharing our casinos with anybody, and you Mayans can just take your happy butt back to Mexico." Is that what they said?
Yeah, that's right. Now, here's the thing about the and Randall hit on it. Jesus said, "Remember, as it was in days of Noah." Right, we're going back to those times. The Mayans were up here during that time frame, and they were a bloodthirsty cult. They believed in human sacrifices. We know that. They wrote in pictures and in their language, they did that. And our Indians in North America were not a blood cult. So that was the conflict. And, of course,
they were probably trying to capture the Creeks and the Cherokees and all those guys and sacrifice them. So, yeah, you got a good reason to fight.
Yep, that's right. And there was a movie made by... the guy that got so much trouble by being anti-Jewish and got drunk DUI. What was his name?
The guy who did Braveheart.
Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson.
I'm going to send Hitler.
You're talking about Apocalypto.
Yes, I see it. Right. So that has a lot of history bearing to it. And if you go look at that and expand it about 10 times, you can see where they were going up into North America and finding people to sacrifice versus sacrificing their own.
Very good, Brown Man. I appreciate it, brother. That's good stuff.
Well, we should probably go get some white dirt.
Yes, we got to figure out which white dirt it is. Thanks, Brown Man.
It's not borax, is it?
I think it's not. I'm gonna go.
I think
on a limb.
This is what happens when you wander around in the hall and then come back in. No,
I mean,
it's not borax.
She was talking to a producer, so that doesn't matter.
You can't be eating borax.
Oh.
No borax for
it's
you.
It's white, and it's found in the dirt.
You mine it out.
It's calcium.
I think it's clay or diatomaceous earth, or it was one of those
Did
things.
You really need to throw that diatomaceous earth out?
Just I mean, after it, Red Top, because didn't we're think having I could spell
algorithm.
That,
right?
Is that misandry for me to, like, make fun of
just
you?
Just y'all hating on these manly topics of volcanoes, dirt, Mayans.
If you want to throw the Roman Empire.
Just hating. Hating on that.
Yeah.
We could do a Roman Empire.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Great.
Let's go to Papa B and start off with Boeing. Papa B, welcome to the program.
Well, I guess Charlie Daniels is dead, but we might have to rewrite his song. The Mayans went up to Georgia. They were looking for some
souls. Yes.
They were looking for some clay to steal. You know, not everything is a conspiracy theory, Randall. You know, focus. That's what I want to tell Randall. I love you, bud. But focus. Go sit down in your chair and, you know, smoke some of that South Farthing weed that you got there and relax just a little bit. Because, Lord, you're bouncing around like a ping pong ball. I mean, there's just too much. Let's stick with one topic. And there's plenty of things in the news that's bad enough, you know, that we have to deal without going off into all kind of other stuff, you know? But, and this Boeing story is one of them. I mean, just to, you know, recap, the John Barrett, who was a former Boeing quality control manager, became a whistleblower and went public with his safety concerns about these commercial airplanes. And as soon as he did, pretty much, his body was found, you know, I guess they're saying, well, it might have been a suicide, whatever. But, you know, it's like, dude, you know, we just see this now more and more and more. People that, you know, come forward and threaten some people with just the facts and the truth, all of a sudden something happens to them. And this is what happens in third world countries, man. You know, the people that, you know, would be threatened by the truth, by something, you know, that would affect them somehow. Well, they take action. You know, people take action against them. You know, remember what I told you. The tools of the tyrant are extortion, bribery, threats of violence, actual violence. Well, you know, he just told on this company, and then he was found dead. Why can't I put two and two together here, bud?
No, I agree with you. And in defense of the conspiracy thinkers, they've been saying this stuff happens a long time ago. We're like, no, they probably had a heart attack. But now we're seeing it regularly in front of our face, it sure does look like. Yeah. And I would think this gentleman, the whistleblower about Boeing, if he was going to commit suicide, wouldn't he have done it before he started doing his depositions? Or why wait until you start telling the story, then decide to commit suicide?
Exactly.
I think the killers are just going to have to get more creative.
Thanks, Papa B. Yeah. We appreciate you.
Like the self-inflicted gunshot wound thing is getting really old.
In the back.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For many years, my team and I have worked diligently to provide our veterans with top-notch service, as it is our honor to serve those who have served us in the armed forces. Madeline and I are certified veteran lending specialists. Nationwide, there are over 22 million veterans that qualify to purchase a home through the VA loan program, yet less than 2 million of them currently have a VA home loan. Many lenders do not keep up with the ever-changing guidelines and benefits of the VA loan program. They are intimidated by the program, resulting in many veterans not obtaining VA loans. This is unacceptable. The VA Home Loan Program offers service members and veterans with 100% financing. You've already paid your down payment. If you are currently serving or have honorably discharged, we would love an opportunity to discuss how the VA program can serve you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Thank you for your service. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
It's a fact. Guys hate going to the doctor. But when it comes to erectile dysfunction and low testosterone issues, men from all over Montgomery have been thrilled seeing the providers at Montgomery Men's Health. Men all the way up to 95 years old have jump-started their sex drive and energy levels. Lots of men suffer with ED for years, but now they're able to enjoy sex again. Tom from Montgomery said, "Montgomery Men's Health has changed my life. I have been able to be intimate with my wife for the first time in 5 years. She thought this problem was because of her, but the pills never worked for me. I had given up until I went to the clinic and realized there were more options for erectile dysfunction. Now I'm happy and my wife is happy. A visit for only $99. And that includes all testing, including a PSA and testosterone test. Give the guys at the clinic a call at 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor in Central Alabama. So remember the name, River Region Contracting, for all your roofing needs. We're not affiliated with any other roofing company in the River Region. We've been in the roofing business since 2005. We don't have to buy our leads, and we don't have to knock on doors when the storms come around. We have thousands of satisfied customers throughout Central Alabama. So call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks? No problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name,
and we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
What are you planning on using your tax refund on? With Southern Steel's strong, durable, and built-to-last metal structures, you can build anything from towering warehouses, pole barns, manufactured metal roof panels, or even a barn dominium. Save time and money with a quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, choose Southern Steel for a lifetime of security. Trust in quality. Visit them today and build your dreams in steel. 1295 North McDonough Street, 240-20.
This spring, mow with the flow with a Kubota zero-turn mower. John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Kubota Z232 puts power where you need it, when you need it. Save now with our spring specials. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Your health and well-being can quickly be impacted by changing weather. The Johnny Adams Law Firm wants you to remain safe and be weather alert with the Rich Thomas Weather Network.
Well, hi, everybody. One more nice dry day today before the storm system approaches that'll bring rain back into our forecast. Today, though, some high cloudiness, but a good bit of sunshine and warm for March with a high temperature up near 80. We're dry through the evening hours tonight, but the risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms begin in the overnight hours. Then rain and storms become more likely on Friday and Friday night. The front will stall, and that'll keep the risk of showers and maybe a couple of thunderstorms in the forecast Saturday, with a better chance on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more, with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I like to dream.
back in, everybody. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I'm Scott Beeson. Amy Beth Shaver is here. So is Allison Sinclair. I mean, she's in and out.
I want to know what Roger has to say about Allison.
She's like cousin Jesse Lou. You've been having this conversation at the dinner table. Jesse Lou wanders in 45 minutes later and immediately starts telling you what she knows about the topic.
I think that probably needs to be her redneck country name.
Jesse Lou.
We have our gang names. Now we need our country redneck name.
I mean, it's white. Comes in a box. It's from the earth.
I thought you were talking about yourself.
Can't
you
why can't it be white dirt? Yeah. You talking about her name? I mean, Jesse Lou.
White. It comes from the earth. We are dirt after all. Dust you are and dust you shall return.
But white dust.
For the record, I guess don't eat borax.
Probably not a good plan.
We should have a taste test and she goes first.
Maybe just a little
bit. Washing
pinch.
Down the Tide Pods with the borax. Let's go to Roger, who is on topic. Roger, welcome to the program.
Actually, you have to chase that borax with bleach, and that gets rid of the COVID. Isn't that what Trump said?
It gets rid of the COVID. You got it.
Yes.
That was my method, and that and a little 90-proof Johnny Walker Red, too. It's on.
Oh.
When you wake up, the COVID's over.
That's serious.
Kill you or kill you, yeah.
If Red Top couldn't cuss, would he be a mute?
I do think he has ramped up his cussage.
For he has. Sure.
Is that a word? Cussage?
You just made it a word.
Has anybody seen Randall and Chicken Little at the same time at the same place?
Oh, Roger is a stand-up comedian. Give me some more, Roger.
You can't put those two back to back. I'm telling you, I was looking for the ABC store. That's just out of habit. So, Allison?
Yes, sir.
I haven't listened a whole lot this week. Have we had Kemp wife story time yet? Do we have some stories to tell?
Kemp wife story time. That is going. I'm writing that down. Oh, yeah.
Roger.
Thank you, Roger.
Just tell us what it's like to be rich.
I don't know where this is coming from. I'm like the most low maintenance. I mean,
Jared, why don't you call in to combat that?
Yeah, Jared would probably. But that's okay.
Beach houses and mountain houses and your trips and just tell us what it's like. We can go there, but we can live vicariously through your story. You got to get a specific time to do it, though, so we can listen.
On Fridays. Tomorrow.
Yeah, right at the end of the show on Friday, Roger, we'll have kept wife story time, and then we'll start posting photos from wherever she has been. Or maybe they have been. Hey, Roger, we appreciate you, brother. Like a lot. A lot. Roger's my favorite.
Places.
He's my favorite caller this week.
I love Roger.
So funny.
Thanks, Roger.
Let's go to James. James, welcome to the program. Oh, no, I got him backwards. You're right. I have a first-time caller. You want to fix it, Sky?
Yeah, let's let James hang. We got a first-time caller,
first-time caller, Jim, who may also be named James. Welcome to the program, Jim.
Thank you.
What you got?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, buddy,
you're on the air. So, yeah, that white dirt is really white clay. It's found mostly in Sandersville, Georgia. And that's the capital of the world for kaolin clay. And they work in Savannah. And there was a processing plant there on the river in Savannah. And they process that kaolin for things like the shiny cover of a magazine. They would use it in smoothie ice cream as an additive to make the ice cream smooth. A whole slew of things they used it for. Medicines, also. And people do eat it for upset stomachs. And you'll find it in Georgia in the convenience stores, mainly in central Georgia and south Georgia. Not that much in north Georgia.
Is it a...
It looks like crack.
So people in Georgia eat dirt. I always suspected as much.
K-A-O-L-I-N.
Do they have face masks for it?
That's correct. Yes.
Kaolin.
Grandma's white dirt. You can buy it on Amazon, and it looks like crack rock.
Mm-hmm. Let's buy some.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to buy some
right
now.
We're getting Jim to come in. Jim's going to try it first.
Jim, I appreciate it, brother.
This is amazing.
There it is. I found it now. It is in the New Georgia Encyclopedia.
Excuse me, I'm buying some white dirt.
When asked why they eat chalk, many persons respond that they like the taste or that they crave it. They usually acquire the clay from friends, neighbors, or family members, or dig it directly from the earth. Surprisingly, it is sometimes available at stores where it is packaged like fresh produce and often labeled down-home Georgia white dirt. Novelty not suggested for human consumption. That's all to get around the government people. That is,
Wait a minute.
Do y'all know Dr. Axe? Dr. Yes. Axe says it's chock full of minerals and detoxifying.
Chock full.
chock full, C-O-C-H-O-C-K.
Like chock full of nuts.
And detoxifying ingredients. Yet it's gentler and less drying than many other clays. So you can use it in your skin, your hair, your teeth, and more.
I don't want to put this on my teeth. I draw the line.
Really? Are you sure?
Teeth.
It makes magazines shatter.
Now, here, let me tell you what I have learned is the bentonite clay heals.
Oh, this is so sexist.
They're comparing it to the bentonite clay.
Because it heals like cavities.
Bentonite clay,
yes.
Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah.
Published accounts report that it is not unusual for pregnant women in rural Georgia and elsewhere to engage in some type of pica, which is apparently the consumption of this. Patients and healthcare providers may not even consider this behavior abnormal, given the acceptance of women's cravings during pregnancy.
Legit buying it.
The ingestion of white clay occurs predominantly among African-American women who have been introduced to eating clay by family members or friends, either as children or during pregnancy. Clay eating by men or non-African-Americans is unusual, though. Though cases have been reported, anecdotal evidence suggests that some persons on routine renal dialysis crave kaolin and will ingest it even while being dialyzed. Let's go out to James to weigh in. James, welcome to the program. Thank you for your patience.
Scott, how are you?
I'm doing great, buddy. How are you?
I'm okay.
Yeah. I've been eating white dirt this morning, and my innards are smooth.
On occasion, friends of mine, when they see me out in public, they say, I heard you on the radio, but I'm not sure I should be associated with this radio program. We're laughing at the Word of God and other
Which
such things.
Which part of the Word of God are we laughing at?
Well,
unless I didn't know.
We're made of dust, and dust you shall return to. I mean,
that's not laughing. That's a true fact.
Well,
and
that,
just because Allison is probably going to be white dirt when she dies seems pretty self-explanatory.
Let me share this with you, Scott.
Okay.
Of ants and men, I forget the man's name, but he offered borax once upon a time to human beings on the radio to remove their homes of ants.
Okay.
Borax was the best idea he had. I'm pretty sure that this clay substance is not borax, nor is it diatomaceous earth. And, of course, I just heard Jim, and this white clay is on sale at Food Outlet in Prattville.
Really?
Yes,
oh,
they
I
have it in nice little
it.
Baggies, and it's there. It's at the end of one of the aisles. I couldn't tell you which one, but it's there. And so you can
so
go buy it.
So people in Alabama eat it too.
Yeah. No,
I'm
going to
send Emmy on a mission.
Yeah, I don't think it's purely a Georgia thing. I just think
No. People dig it out of the banks of where it's available on the roadside. Although
you
I
got it. Hey, James, we got to carry over. We'll be back.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available? Call 285-3667 for details or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system and provide the specially tailored care that veterans need.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
In today's fast-paced world, we don't get enough time to make self-care a priority. Let William Mason Salon in Prattville be your self-care sanctuary. In Aveda Concept Salon, William Mason stylists offer world-class hair care. Their focus on continuing education keeps them inspired and on trend. Come visit their new location at 694 Commerce Court, Suite C in Prattville. Give the gift of beauty with a gift certificate to William Mason Salon. Call them today and schedule your appointment at 285-7200. Find them on Facebook or go to William Mason Salon.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
This is Jacob with Best Pro Services. We are locally owned and operated, and we are proud to be a top 15 small business in the state of Alabama. We specialize in pest, mosquito, and termite control, and we would love to earn your business. Give us a call for a free inspection and estimate, 265-9990, 265-9990. Or you can visit us on the web at ppsriverregion.com or find us on Facebook at Pest Pro Services. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Golly, we don't have a lot of time. Let's make sure James was finished up. Is James still with us?
Of course.
There he is.
Hey, James. I wanted to make sure you had the last word.
The last word, Scott? Are you kidding, right?
No, it's a big day. I mean, look, I'm here with the kept wives. And I want to make sure that you get the last word.
You should be careful, man. I bet those gals have got a stick they towed in there from time to time.
They will hit you with something in a heartbeat.
Scrappy.
Okay, you know, you never got a book report,
afford attorneys.
would you like a book report from March 2nd?
Yes.
Okay, we sold 23 books that day.
Really?
And actually, we sold some of those to some of your listeners. Although they didn't stand in line going, you know, I heard you on Unfiltered Radio, blah, blah, blah. But
they should.
We managed to sell 23 books. You know, two of those books are right there at Food Outlet in Prattville, right along sale with the dirt. Okay,
you're right there beside it in the same little stand.
Close to it. Okay. It's right there within the rock throw of it. But we would love to see you April 20th at DD's Book Rack in Trustful.
Oh, yeah, that one's getting close. That's right? Trying to put pressure.
Yeah, I mean, you know, right
I'm
there.
I'm thinking some
just
of the
Kept
Women
Highway
wives
11.
Can do it.
It's just in Trustful.
I know. It's a long
You're
way
about
for me.
Trustful?
Can you put me on your to-do list for that day, Scott?
I'll put it on the consider. To do
Scott.
I know it's tough, man. I'm busy.
What I need, if I had a book signing in your back porch, you got a back
he
porch,
still
Scott.
Wouldn't come.
Takes paper like, back.
That's
little
my time
little
to
brown
go.
Bags you, full of money, James.
You have to have his last name. Five
Tell
people do.
How,
and that's
how
it.
Many books do I have to sign and assign and to be credible? When I reached out to the people over in Oxford, Mississippi, I won't call the name of the bookstore, although there's four associated with this place. Mm-hmm. Basically, the man told me if I could sell 100 books at a signing, there wasn't any point of me coming over there.
Unless is he trying to say that when somebody comes to the bookstore in Oxford, Mississippi, they sell more than 100 books?
That's what he was telling me.
I don't know if I buy that. They haven't sold 100 books in Oxford since Faulkner was still alive.
That's where John Grisham lives.
Oh, was he there too?
Yeah.
Okay, since Grisham was there.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Wasn't Faulkner there first?
Perhaps.
Most likely.
James.
I think if you Google that, you'll see that Faulkner was there first. But
yeah.
No disrespect
I knew he was there
John,
first.
Right?
He's old. Right.
None at all.
I mean, thanks
can
to John Grisham, we've got longer stories out the wazoo.
Can I count on you April 20th?
I'll consider it. Yes, I'm working on it.
Okay, that's from 11 to 2 now. Bring the wife. You are married, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, bring the wife. You got children?
Yes.
What age group are they in?
Oh, they're old. One's moving to Michigan, one lives in Nebraska, and the other one doesn't read
much.
Most
of these books I have were printed in Michigan.
Oh, that works out. Okay. All right, James. Thanks, buddy. Trustville in April.
We can go to the cute little place and have dinner. The little Trustful Entertainment District that's like
is Jared
gonna
send
really
a car?
Cute.
Is Jared sponsoring?
Jared will buy dinner and buy drinks and get you home.
And then Chris
helicopter
will
call
anything that gets stuck in your throat.
From eating. Or if it gets caught on the other end. Let's go to Kyle, who wants to talk about white dirt as well. Kyle, welcome to the program.
You know, white dirt is more common than you think.
Apparently.
You can get it. Yeah, you can get it in any convenience store right next to the bath salt.
That's what it looks like, honestly, Kyle.
It's in my cart at Amazon.
Thank you, Kyle.
You're welcome.
Rock on.
You're welcome.
We have the funniest callers.
This is like
the bee pollen day. This is like the grow your roses day.
Mm-hmm.
Who knew that white dirt? Who knew that Allison and I walked past this when we go to the store? We didn't even know
what it was.
Man, I ain't
Are
never
you
seen
sure
it.
Y'all have it in y'all stores?
I don't know. I bet it's in Chilton County.
I don't know.
Is that it? It's over there.
I'm going to see if Chris can find some.
While he's down there?
Yeah,
I just don't know
things.
On y'all's part of town if y'all got a lot of
I'm
white
pretty
dirt.
Sure we do. They just hide it away.
In the Borax boxes.
Yes.
We'll be back.